The Jets' defensive line became one of the most impressive groups in all of football last season. It's been a few decades since Jets Nation celebrated the sack exchange, but fans of the green and white now have a menacing unit to call their own. Entering 2013, the last time the Jets had a player with double-digit sacks was when John Abraham paced the club with 10.5 quarterback takedowns. But that ended this season as the Jets had two players reach 10 for the first time since Joe Klecko and Mark Gastineau in 1981. Despite often seeing double-team attention, defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson led the way with 10.5 sacks and earned second-team All-Pro honors. Big Mo ranked first on the Jets with 15 tackles for loss, and he had 43 quarterback hurries. Many skeptics wondered what the Jets were doing with their second first-round selection last April, when they picked up an incredibly athletic defensive tackle from Missouri in Sheldon Richardson. But Richardson had a monster rookie year lining up between opponents' guards and tackles, leading all Jets linemen with 101 tackles, in addition to 11 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, and 32 quarterback hurries. He was also a red zone threat and tied William Refrigerator Perry for the most rushing touchdowns scored in a season and career by a defensive lineman. Damon Harrison was arguably the most improved player on the Jets roster. The 6'4", 350-pound space eater was a force in the middle all year, totaling 51 solo stops, 7 quarterback hurries, and the first sack of his career. An undrafted free agent from William Penn College in Iowa, Harrison started all 16 games for a defense that finished third in the NFL against the run and first in yards allowed per carry.
D-line pride, hey. D-line pride, hey.
Listed as an outside linebacker, Quinton Coples played a lot with his hand in the dirt in his second pro season. The hybrid defender, who perhaps possesses the most natural talent of everyone up front, played the Jets' rush-on position. The 6'6", 290-pounder was slowed early by a fractured ankle, but he was buzzing late in the season. Despite missing 2 games, Coples led the club with 50 quarterback hurries and finished with 4.5 sacks. The elder statesman of the group, reserve Leger Douzable, re-signed and said the line has unfinished business to take care of. Kenrick Ellis was bothered by a back injury this summer and ended up providing some depth behind Harrison in the middle. The Jets had some big packages with Ellis and Harrison lining up next to each other. When the green and white open up the season next September, Wilkerson and Coples will be 24, Richardson will be 23, Harrison will be 25, and Ellis will be 26. This is a really young group whose best work is ahead of them. Wilkerson told me the defensive line doesn't need a nickname right now. There's more work to be done as this unit continues to try to make a name for themselves.